welcome to Proverbs 31 Ministries Encouragement for Today for January 6, 2020. Today's devotion is titled Valley of Blessing by Brenda Bradford Ottinger. Our key verse is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 26, which says, On the fourth day they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. We looked like a normal family on weekends. Every Friday night, my husband's plane would land and we'd cram all manner of family life into two insufficient days before Monday barged in with the next flight out. Week after week, month after 8 long months. Weekdays were a crash course in single mom life for me as employment changes split our household across 800 miles. As we searched for a job that would bring us back together full time, my heart beat to the rhythm of a familiar refrain. Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. From 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12b. This prayer by King Jehoshaphat is one I return to often, for it speaks into the depth of a troubled yet trusting heart. You see, the king prayed these words after hearing a large army was on its way to destroy Judah. People throughout Judah came to Jerusalem seeking God's help, and as Jehoshaphat prayed with them, the Spirit of the Lord spoke through a gentleman in the crowd, advising them that God would fight for them. Upon hearing this, the king and all the people worshiped and praised the Lord. Friend, at this point, the enemy was still on its way to attack them. Judah didn't reserve their worship until the enemy was defeated, but praised God for a victory yet unseen. The next morning, while en route to meet their rivals, Jehoshaphat appointed singers to walk ahead, praising and thanking God. And oh, how the Lord honored their worship. The moment their praise began, he caused the enemies to turn on each other and start fighting themselves. Since text messaging wasn't yet a thing, and Judah's army was still traveling to the battle, they weren't aware of this news until they came upon the place where God had already been and were shocked to find their enemies lifeless on the ground. Always faithful to his word, the Lord went ahead, a little farther from their sight or ability, and declared victory over the valley. For 3 days, they collected plunder from God's victory. And as it says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 26a, On the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked God there. And guess what they did next? They marched back into Jerusalem the same way they left, singing and praising God. Friend, have you noticed how praise and worship are the bookends of our victories? As we worship God along life's winding path, He moves in ways we can't accomplish alone. And oh, the freedom of praising God for what we can't yet see as He claims victory over life's battles. My husband and I didn't know how the Lord would guide, but we offered our imperfect sacrifices of praise through exhaustion, keeping our eyes on God as He moved ahead. In time, we witnessed His movement as He restored our household under one roof. Our trust gave way to praise, and as the path before us cleared, we discovered His footprints embedded in the sacred soil of our very own Valley of Blessing. Sweet friend, do you long to see God moving today in a battle that feels too big? May your heart rest in the reminder that our praise is not passive. When we center our worship on God rather than on the battle, His panoramic plan works in ways beyond our sight. Dear Lord, teach me to keep my eyes on You. I praise You for every victory, seen and unseen, as day upon day I gather the plunder of Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Our truth for today verses are Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And Psalm 28, verse 7, which says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise Him. Looking to start the new year off on a solid spiritual foot? We've got the resources you're looking for all in our New Year's collection. Stop by our website, proverbs31.org/read, to learn more. And now, it's your turn to reflect and respond. What would it look like to praise God as you walk into battles of life today? How might this bring freedom? We'd love to hear from you in the comments section. Thanks for listening today. Proverbs 31 Ministries is a nonprofit international ministry. When you purchase items from p31bookstore.com, all the proceeds go directly back into helping us minister to others. It's all part of our mission to help women know the truth and live the truth, because it changes everything.